being socionically challenged is something I've been gradually and slowly able to overcome. I'm an accomplished sufferer of socionic phenomena. It's been something of my life, and the lyrical thrust that I have partaken has led me through the experiences of being socionically incubated, nascent, only in my own thoughts. I've become an experienced rhetorician, a mechanic of the sociological and philosophical on droit, as they say in France, of the world. I mean, the world is a big place. How can I even say that the world exists? I feel my own puissance, my own pouvoir, thrusting out in front of me in a long and winding narrative, much like this one. I feel the pain of breath taking hold in my chest. Is it from illness and disease, or is it the first struggling breath of an infant struggling to be born as the harsh, bright air of birth bursts in upon his lungs? This I don't know. I'm constantly caught in this balance between creation and destruction. I'm on the cusp of my own inflected creativity. No matter. Depression leaves me high and dry sometimes. I find myself distracted from these little motes and these little interstices of lucidity. Most of the time I'm just a thief, a jealous net of problems on the lookout for a cure. My friends simply the clothing for my own lame thoughts, their words found and filched before they've ever had to say them. I wind my tongue around there sometimes and find out what's really there, and underneath it all there's nothing. There's really nothing. Oh, the desolation. Oh, my wandering thoughts. Oh dear, I must say I'm somewhat at a dead end now. I reminisce, of course, and I improvise, but really, in the depths of my soul, there's a lack, a hollowness, a booming impotence that really crisps me up and fries me on a kind of a cuisine, an anvil of self-hammering and hatred. I'd like to be flat and thin like a membrane which covers itself over the objects that I require. Maybe I'm an inquisitive sort, a covetous kind of man. Perhaps that's what I am, overly possessive, trying to capture the universe in a miasma of creativity, of refracting light and ideas which split and divide. I'm possessive. I have my emotions, my jealousies, my perversions, my distortions. The time system in which I inhabit often suits me poorly. I take my coffee at 6 in the morning and go back to bed and wonder about the rest of the day. Wonder about every stroke in the swimming pool and every twist on the yoga couch, you know. Franklin, my therapist, says, I'm not your therapist. I'm merely someone you sup beer with in some bar or other. I don't know about that. Franklin is my therapist, I suppose, but he could also be termed my soulmate, my confidant, my bouncing board, I suppose. I shoot ideas off of him as I feed him from a tin in the fridge, put him in his basket, and take him down to the cafe. They kind of like him down there, at least June does. Anyway, on this rainy day, I need to fulfill myself. I need to tie myself back down to the whimsy of the moment. The light's falling. It's beginning of winter here, and I have to catch some of those orgones before they evaporate and nighttime takes me again. So You'll excuse me, I hope, if I take my leave just now.